it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
One of these days, the Indians are going to lose another baseball game. Well, the Orioles are hoping that's tonight as they close out a three-game series. Now, the Indians have won 17 in a row, and tonight to go for a three-game sweep. The Orioles here tonight will try and stay in the wild card chase, but to do that, well, they scored three runs in the last three games. And that is not how you beat the Indians these days. We'll see tonight Jeremy Hellickson pitching for the Orioles. And Trevor Bauer, a 15-game winner on the hill tonight for the Clevelands. Nice to have you aboard. In a moment, Buck Showalter with the manager's report right after this. Well, let's see. The Texas Rangers were beaten today. Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox. Hey, Minnesota got beat by Kansas City 11-3. Those are all wild card contenders. And in Cleveland tonight, about to close out a three-game series. Well, people wondering about Hurricane Irma, and it's understandable because the hurricane is heading towards Sarasota, so Buck was asked about that.
There's a lot of people that seem to have a connection. You know, anytime you have spring training down in Florida, you know, you have a lot of relationships down there. You know, we had a mini camp was supposed to start on the 8th, obviously it's not going to, and instructionally it's supposed to start on the 15th, which I doubt it will. But there's a lot more important things than the how our structure holds up, but that's, you know. I've been through those things, and they're scary. Just the sound alone. It makes you realize, I remember sitting through some, makes you realize how you think you're prepared for something like that, but you're not. And it's, I mean, Mother Nature is, there's no defense.
You got some players, obviously, that have homes there. I know, yeah.
Michael just built a home, and I know Tillman, Chris's wife and my wife use the same insurance company, so he's feeling pretty good about, I mean, it's one we're using right now and our problems in Dallas. But this thing, I know Brian Roberts, a lot of people. Zach Britton's got a home down there. A lot of different guys. Brian Ebel's ex-wife down there. He had a pretty funny thing to say, but I won't go into that.
Richie, does he have family in Key West?
He was up all night. Said that one of his best friends is a city supervisor or something that had to stay. He was talking to him most of the night. So, been some sleepless nights for some people.
How is Craig Gentry coming along? I know he didn't travel, but is he?
Because he's seeing the doctor on Monday. He's eligible on Tuesday. We're hoping the doctor clears him on Monday and he'll join us in Toronto and be at the worst a pinch runner. That's like I said before, that ligament, you know, somebody said, why didn't you just pinch run him? Well, you couldn't slide the way it was. But if that ligament's reattached, then the risk factor goes away. So they're waiting. If they've got an x-ray machine that they can have the x-ray as you're moving it, and they'll be able to tell if he's going to be in harm's way or not, whether it's risk of injuring it. Again, so I'm hoping we get good news on Monday. We've missed him.
The rotation for the Blue Jays series, it was originally Bundy Wednesday, and then he switched with Gausman. Is that just to give Kevin an extra day?
There's another reason I'm not going to broadcast. Kevin's had a little blister issue that would be fine, but we have the luxury of giving him next day, and Dylan's got plenty of rest, so just thought we'd give him one more day. And, I like to give Kevin an extra day when I can. We don't have that luxury very often, but we can this time. Because of the off day we had with the rain out.
After Chris Davis got that day off in Oakland, it seemed like things were a little more steady for him at the plate. Have you seen any kind of regression back to what it was before?
He's just, he was out here early today trying to get back a little bit and work on a couple things. But Chris never given into it. People think he just goes up there. He's worked hard behind the scenes, but. No, we thought, that, and Kevin did too, Chris did too, that he was going to get ready to have one of those Chris months, and the last few games haven't been as good as he hoped, but there's always that chance that he could really get going, get hot.
Okay, that's the skipper, Buck Showalter. There is a game being played tonight, the Indians and the Orioles about to close out a three-game series. And, yeah, the Indians, they've won 17 in a row, and the Orioles are trying to stay in the wild card hunt. That's what's going to happen here tonight. Now, Austin Hayes last night made his first major league start. He had two at-bats, and both times he grounded to short. In fact, Austin Hayes has now had three big league at-bats, and all of them have been ground balls to short. So the first thing he has to do is learn that, not to play pepper with the major league shortstop. Ben McDonald and Austin Hayes, before the game today, they visited, and you're going to hear that conversation when we continue with the warm-up show right after this. Now we're back in Cleveland. The warm-up show tonight brought to you by Great Clips. And Austin Hayes, a youngster, has come up in September to make his major league debut. He's had three at-bats. He's 0-3. Last night he got his first major league start, and he's finding it very interesting. He and Ben McDonald today before the game got together, and so we're going to find out about Austin Hayes when we continue with a Great Clips warm-up show right after this.
Ben McDonald here on the Orioles radio pregame show just before game three. The Cleveland Indians have taken games one and two from the Orioles. As the Indians have now won 17 games in a row. They are the hottest team in all of baseball. Orioles will look to salvage game three of this series tonight. Jeremy Hellickson on the mound versus Trevor Bauer for the Cleveland Indians. But right now, talking to 22-year-old Austin Hayes, who got his first big league start out in right field here at Progressive Field last night. Tell me about that, man. A little butterflies first start in the big leagues?
Yeah, I had a little bit of butterflies in the locker room before I got out there. But once I got out for stretch and made my way out to the field and first pitch was thrown, that went away. And I felt home. I felt comfortable just playing the game of baseball.
Yeah, man, I tell you, you have had a fast track. I don't know if anybody saw this coming, but, you were playing college baseball last year, and had a heck of a year over at Jacksonville University, hit 16 home runs and was a third-round draft pick by the Orioles, signed and tore up A-ball last year. So then they – low A, rather. So they move you to Frederick and high A this year. Phenomenal half a season there. Then you go from there to double A. And I was looking at your numbers, man. Well, how about the year you had it between A ball and double A? 329, 32 home runs and 95 RBIs. And here you sit now in the big leagues. Could you ever imagine? I mean, everybody wants to play in the big leagues. That's the goal, to get there. But could you ever imagine it would happen this fast?
Yeah, just thinking back to a year ago, I was in a Jacksonville University uniform, and now I'm sitting here with you in the dugout looking out here watching the Cleveland Indians take BP. It's unreal. It was a goal of mine, but never would have thought it would happen this fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been fast for anything. I know you've not been here very long. You got your first action, coming off the bench there late in Baltimore the other day against the Yankees. Got one at bat, a couple at bats. Anything, I know you're still trying to take it all in, but anything really stands out about the big leagues you've noticed so far?
I would just say how calm everyone is, how calm all these guys are, the way they go about their business. It's like they don't let anything get to them, and they're not distracted by anything. They're all focused and locked in at all times.
Yeah, very workmanlike. And that's a good point. I mean, you got your first start. Did you go lean on anybody yesterday about some information maybe on the Indians, the pitcher they were throwing at y'all? Did you go talk to Adam Jones or anybody? Or pretty much you stick with the hitting coach, Kubal, and maybe get some ideas from him for a young guy?
Yeah, I definitely talked to Kubal before the game. We got some scouting reports and things like that just to kind of find out what he had and maybe what he was going to try to do or what he's done against us earlier in the year. And I try to surround myself with guys like Rickard and Flaherty in here on the bench. Those guys, they've been around. They've come off the bench before. They've started every day, so they've been in every kind of scenario. So to surround myself with them and see how they pay attention to the game and cues they look for opportunities they might get throughout the ball game, it's trying to, lean on them a little bit.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because a lot of young players, I know I came up at 21 years old, and I think the veteran guys got tired of me asking questions. But, I don't know that if you can ever ask too many questions, because sometimes you can learn, as sitting right here on the bench watching a ball game, you can learn just as much as you can out on the field at times.
Yeah, for sure. Just the small ball conversations that you can have with these guys, whether it's something you see happen on a certain play and you want to know what you would do in that situation, so you ask what would be the right move. just little things like that.
Right. And I know you're from the Florida area, the East Coast near Daytona over there. What's the word from back home? How's the family doing? How about everybody getting through Hurricane Irma right now?
Yeah, the family's holding up fine. They got 50 to 70 mile an hour winds, so the house should hold up fine. They're a little bit worried about the flooding, but everybody's indoors. Everyone's, you know, hunkered down, safe, and prepared for it.
Well, good deal, man. Well, we're certainly thinking about everybody in Florida for sure, and congratulations to you, man. Fast track, 22 years old in the big leagues, and this young man here, by all indications, is going to be one of the outfielders of the future for sure for the Orioles. Awesome. Appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
With Ben McDonald. And, Ben, there's nothing like watching a young man make his Major League debut. Yeah, we saw Austin Hayes do that earlier, and last night his first Major League start. I broadcast your Major League debut, and I remember saying to myself, Ben McDonald, now there's a young man. It looks like he's going to have a lot of success in the Major Leagues. What happened?
I still can't figure that out, Joe, after all these years. It started off so well. No, but I tell you, you got to like Austin Hayes. I mean, look, you got to remember, he was playing college baseball just last year, you know, and, you know, put up some big numbers at Jacksonville University. And then, of course, his first year last year, you know, down in low A, really good numbers. But he only hit 4 home runs. Nobody saw this coming. But this year has been totally different for him between Frederick and Bowie. You know, he hits 32 home runs. He hits 329, drives in nearly 100 runs. And just watched him play just a little bit last night. You can see moves well, judges fly balls well. We saw the big arm of the ball bounce off the right field wall, threw a dart all the way in the air to second base. So certainly promising for the Orioles. That young man, I think, will be a big part of the Orioles for the future years.
Right. Looking forward to it. Well, they're about set to get underway tonight. The finale in Cleveland. Indians trying to make it 18 in a row. Oriole baseball is next. Hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Ben McDonald back in Cleveland in the loss column again. And the Indians in the win column again. My goodness, Ben McDonald. Indians have won 18 consecutive games. It's something that you're not going to see very often. They got great starting pitching. They got a phenomenal bullpen. They got the best defense in the American League. They hit some home runs. Fundamentally, a very good ball club. Terry Francona is an outstanding manager. Ben, they got it all going on, don't they?
Yeah. It's hard to find a weak spot right now with the Indians. You mentioned it. Everything you said is so true. And they're even playing better than what they really are right now. And it's tough to come in here and play them. It's tough to play them anywhere. They won 18 in a row now. Now they own the best record in the American League. They're one game better than the Houston Astros. That's how good they are at 31 games over 500. And look, the good news for the Orioles is, look, Jeremy Hellickson pitched a good game against a very good offense. An offense has been averaging 7 runs a game. And he gives you a quality start. And Blyer did well, O'Day. And, of course, Zach Britton. The bad news is the Oriole offense continues to struggle. This pitching staff will do it to you, though, from the Indians. We went back and looked at the Orioles scored a total of 4 runs in 27 innings. Mm-hmm. And you know, strike out 31 times. And the relievers for Cleveland were equally as impressive. I went back and looked at those 3 games. I mean, in this series, they go 9 2/3 innings pitch for the Cleveland relievers against the Orioles. They only allowed 2 hits, no runs, didn't walk a batter, and struck out 14. So right now the Cleveland Indians are just on fire. And look, they've got the second longest streak in the last 50 years in baseball. That's how good they've been. That says something in itself.
And they had the lead. And once they went to the bullpen, I mean, it was lights out.
Yeah, I mean, and Joe Smith and Olsen, and of course, you bring in Nick Goody and Cody Allen. And look, Cody Allen's unbelievable. But all of them are pitching really good right now. And, yes, the Orioles are not swinging it well. I'll give you that. But I tell you what. Cleveland Indians are pitching the heck out of it right now.
Well, you got those bullpen numbers too, don't you?
Yes, yes. I'm sitting there looking at them with 14 strikeouts and 9 2/3, and it's tough. You know, it's tough for the Orioles. You hope the Oriole offense can come around. And, again, take something positive out of this. The relievers and Hellickson pitched a good game. They certainly pitched good enough to win, and the Orioles pitched good enough to win last night too. But the lack of offense is really jumping on them right now.
So if you're the Orioles now, I mean, you're still in the wild card chase. You're on the road. You now leave the country. You go to Toronto, take on the Blue Jays. If you're the Orioles, what's the mindset?
I think you just got to try to win a game right now. I mean, win the next game. Don't look too far ahead, but obviously the goal has got to be win the series in Toronto, win the series in New York. That's got to be the goal. The good news is, like you said, Minnesota's lost the last 2 days.
That's right.
They're letting the Orioles hang around. Everybody is. So the Orioles still are going to be 3 games out with plenty of ball games left to play yet in this season. But they've got to simply just pick it up and get better.
Now there are 19 games left.
19 games left. 3 games in 19 games is nothing. That's a good weekend, you know. And so they're still hoping. That's what they got to hang their hat on. It's not like they're 7 games out with 19 to play. They're just 3 games out. So the offense hopefully will find it, as you mentioned, out of the country and really get it going there in Toronto and then hopefully carry that into New York. And all of a sudden, you know, what is it, 4 in New York, 3 in Toronto, so you got 7 games. Maybe you win 5. You know, you go 5-2 for the next 7, and I promise you the Orioles will be, again, probably within a game or two.
All right. So, Ben, you're going home now, aren't you?
Going home, going back to the Bayou first thing in the morning. I have enjoyed it and appreciated it, and always a joy to work with you and Tiny for sure.
A lot of fun, Ben. Thank you.
A lot of fun. Thank you. Good luck to you
guys.
Do
it next year maybe?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. Look forward to it.
Maybe a few more games?
Maybe a few more, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about full-time? I'll give you a job right now.
We'll talk in the offseason.
Okay. Hey, have your agent call my agent.
I'll do it.
All right, Ben. Outstanding work yet again. Well, the Indians took the lead in the bottom of the first inning. Helichin gave up a leadoff double. Well, Lindor was the Indians' leadoff hitter. Sliced left field corner, slicing. Fair ball, though. Got to be extra bases. Mancini gets it in the corner, and there goes Lindor into second base. The ball back into third. That's a leadoff double, and here come the Indians again. Yeah, they had a runner at second base. Nobody out. Then Chisenhall hit a ball that should have been caught. And the 1-1 pitch. A fly ball, left center, shallow. Fading back is Beckham. He cannot get to it. He got a bad read. The ball lands in. And now Lindor's going to pull up at third base. The ball back into second base. Beckham began to backtrack and then kind of stumbled under it. In fact, he looked very awkward as he tried to get in position. Never got a good read on that ball. That ball landed behind him. Yep, it was a ball that should have been caught. First and third, a ground out, drove in a run because of that, and the Indians had taken a 1-0 lead. It remained that way for quite some time. After that, the pitcher settled in. Helichin certainly settled in. Losing 1-0, he came back with a 1-2-3 second, a 1-2-3 third, a 1-2-3 fourth, and then he came out for the fifth. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball hit hard. Short hop by Davis off the bag at first base. And he runs over, gets the out again. Davis getting it done with the glove. Helichin getting it done, gets him 1-2-3. He's retired 15 in a row since that first inning. Wow. Wow, indeed. He was outstanding, but it was a 1-0 game. Finally, in the sixth inning, Orioles got even against Trevor Bauer. With one out and the bases empty, Manny Machado, a double, his second hit tonight. And then Scope tied the game. 3-1, here it comes. As the line drive out toward left, and that's a base hit. That ball, one bounce to Chisenhall. Scope gets it done. Manny comes in. We got a 1-1 game in the sixth inning. 1-1 game, and then Helichin went back to work in the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, the catcher, Roberto Perez, was the leadoff hitter.
Righty versus righty. I still would not be surprised if he threw that all-speed pitch.
Well, let's see if it's coming here. 3-2. Does he throw a changeup? Well, he delivers. And that ball is hit to deep left field. Way back is Mancini looking up. That ball is gone. That is a line drive rocket home run.
And I'm betting he's wishing he would have thrown the changeup, too, because that was a fastball, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And I'm talking about right down the middle of the plate, the number 9 hole hitter, the catcher for Cleveland, who drops a barrel on a 3-2 fastball. And now Cleveland back up 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yes, indeed. Not the changeup, but the fastball. And a very poorly thrown fastball in a bad spot. And Perez took full advantage. And then, hey, same thing with Lindor. Fly ball, right field, deep again. Smith looking behind him, and that ball is gone. My goodness. Helichin has given up back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and both came on 3-2 counts. And the Indians are ahead now 3-1. Yep, both came on 3-2 counts and on 3-2 fastballs. Not the changeup. A couple of bad fastballs. Both very hittable, and that's what the Indians did. Now, Chris Davis came up seventh inning with the bases empty and got the Orioles a little bit closer. Bauer again ready. He delivers 2-2. Davis fly ball, left field corner. Backing up is Chisenhall. He's looking up. That ball is gone. That's a home run. Wave it. Bye-bye. Big fella goes opposite field. He hit it into the left field corner. That ball just kept on traveling to make it a one-run game. It is now 3-2 Cleveland. Yeah, but then the Indians bullpen took over. We saw Olson. He got one out. We saw Nick Goody with a 1-2-3 eighth with a strikeout. And then Cody Allen came on and a couple of strikeouts in the ninth. And he ended it with a 1-2-3. Mancini digs in. Allen looks in. He goes into his windup and delivers 2-2. And the ball driven out toward right center. Coming on, Bruce. He's going to get there. He's going to make the catch. And the ball game is over. Indians have won 18 consecutive games. And tonight, they win it by a run. They sweep the Orioles. The Orioles have lost four straight in the loss column again in Cleveland. And now we leave the country. And we're going to limp to Toronto. Indeed. Tomorrow night, first of three against the Blue Jays.